Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by Key Bank. And on this Sunday in the Motor City, the Indians try to go for a sweep, 8-0 against the Tigers. You probably hate the fact that I even bring that up. But it's amazing to be 8-0 against anybody this day and age. And, Terry, your club has just simply really played well this year against Detroit.
You know, Hammy, I mean, I don't mind you bringing it up because the facts are the facts, and sometimes they go the other way. But I also know that the games, not only that we played a month, 2 months ago, but even yesterday, are in the rearview mirror. And we play a game today, and then after the game's over, we get on a flight and go to Atlanta. And if you stay in the moment enough and you play good enough, then people start asking you questions like you just did, and it's okay. But I think the answer has to be that you stay in the moment and you take care of what's right in front of you.
Is that something you preach to your ball club too, Tito? Because it sounds like it's maybe easier to say it than sometimes to do it.
Well, it's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that way. I think that, you know, you only have so much energy. And when you spend it on stuff that doesn't help, is all it does is send you in the wrong direction. And so, you know, I think I found out at an early age managing, spend the energy on what can really help. And we all have our days, but for the most part, really want to take care of today. And if we do that, like I said, if we do that good enough, then people start asking questions about putting streaks together.
Well, did you feel like Carlos Carrasco was as good as you have seen him this season yesterday?
He's pretty good. I mean, their lineup's good. There's no getting around that. And, you know, to pitch a complete game against them and then to keep them off the scoreboard, there's a lot of good things. I mean, he had them going for a while there where they were getting a lot of rollovers to third. Now, I also think it was nice to play with the lead as we got late into the game because it got really hard to see. I mean, you saw Gomer miss a couple pitches. I mean, I could tell the umpire they were all struggling. So it was nice to have a lead. But there's no taking away what he did. I don't care if it's rainy, sunny, dark. That's a good lineup.
Terry, do you find pitching can be like hitting? We've always heard that old adage, you know, hitting is contagious. You've had three complete games in the last four outings, two of those shutouts, and, oh, yeah, the one game that wasn't so hot, one run on three hits. I mean, that's as dominant as you can get.
I think it can be when you have enough talent, and I think we do. I mean, there's no replacing guys that want to pitch, are talented, and they compete. And then I think that has a chance to turn into something special. And I hope that's what we have. You got to like what you see, but we have a long way to go. And that's okay. I mean, that's part of the fun of this. But I think, you know, I think our guys are embracing each game. And that's what we ask them to do all the time.
Well, and you've been around a long time as a player and a manager and had really good teams, obviously, in Boston. Have you had a rotation that was any deeper than this or had a much higher ceiling than this one?
Well, you know, Hammy, I've been fortunate where, you know, you have guys like Pedro and Schilling and, you know, some Hall of Famers. But I also have had been part of pretty good staffs where, you know, if somebody got hurt, you're in trouble. And right now, you know, that's kind of a saving grace too. It may never have to show itself, but more often than not, things happen. And to have a Clevinger, a Cody Anderson, guys like that, and then some of the younger guys, Mondo coming, it's going to play a part at some point. It always does, because if you don't have enough pitching, that's the best way to derail your season.
Boy, it should feel like you could enjoy these wins a little longer. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, boy, we got Justin Verlander on a Sunday in Detroit.
Yeah, but I think what you do is, is enjoy the games while they're going on, because they are fun. And, you know, when you lose, it's hard. And you see it every day. You see how nobody likes losing. I know the Tigers don't either. So we make our living doing this, and we care about it. But I also don't want to get so caught up during the game that I don't enjoy it, because that'd be a mistake. I mean, I like our guys. They're giving a really good effort, and they're fun to be around. So, again, for me to not enjoy that would be wrong.
Kip okay? I see he's not in the lineup.
He's okay. He came out yesterday. His body was real stiff. Whether he was dehydrated, whether he was a little bit, I'm not sure if sick's the right word, but he was struggling. So told him we'd take him out, and then I said, I'm not going to play tomorrow. And he's had a hard time versus Verlander to begin with, but I know, knowing Kip, he wants to play. But I said, I'm going to take this one out of your hands. I'm not going to play you tomorrow, and this will do him good going forward.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for today's finale, Tribe and Tigers, coming up on the Indians Radio Network.